Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we're joined by Lynn Rosa and Chad Wickart with 100 Plus Men on a Mission Red Rock. They join us on today's program to talk about the organization aiming to provide a big boost to local not-for-profits. Well, gentlemen, the three of us were sitting in this office 2 years ago to talk about a new organization that you were bringing to the Marion County Red Rock area, and that is 100 Plus Men on a Mission, the new Red Rock chapter that's been impacting organizations in Knoxville, Pella, and beyond. First of all, since that chat we had 2 years ago, what has it been like to see the growth of this organization over the past 2 years and the amount of people that have reached out to you to try and help numerous nonprofits in our area?
It's been really nice. You know, the idea was to support the local nonprofits in the area, and we've seen consistent growth in our membership, and it means a lot to the groups that we've been donating to. Most of them are on a very tight budget, and the little bit that we can provide and donate to them has really been a boost to what they can do, and they've all been extremely thankful and very excited about receiving it.
For our listeners that aren't familiar, what is the concept of 100 Plus Men on a Mission, and how has that been enacted here locally?
100 Plus is one of several groups all over the United States and internationally, and the concept is to get 100 people, whether it's 100 men, 100 women, 100 kids, whatever it might be, to each gather and donate $100. And collectively, that could end up being a donation of at least $10,000 to a local charity.
And you haven't quite got to your $10,000 goal yet for a single check, but you've been able to get above that number in regards to the impact that you've had on numerous organizations. Who are some of those individuals and groups that have received the funds, and what is the kind of impact you've been able to make so far in your first couple of years?
We've had 8 different groups received so far, and we give to the Red Rock area, which would include Knoxville, Pella, Monroe, and slightly outside of that area. A few of the initial ones were Backpack Buddies in Knoxville, Helping Hands in Knoxville, and Pella Food Shelf. And those three first groups that we gave to all involved donating food or giving food to kids or needy families in those communities. So we've seen that be a big need in the Knoxville and Pella area. We've also gone as far out as Prairie City to Clearview Recovery, and they serve young women who are pregnant and having issues, and they provide support to those young women.
What has it been like to see this group really grow and to see these individuals come up with these causes? Because as I understand, the membership drives what groups you give to as you present about them and you ultimately vote on them.
I feel very blessed to be part of an organization like this. It's humbling to see all the need that's out there in the Marion County, Red Rock area, and to be able to help and bring a little bit of relief to them is quite nice.
Who are those that you're looking to impact the most? And it seems like you have quite the variety so far, but who are those that you're trying to help, whether it be nonprofits or causes?
We try to help both. The not-for-profit ones and the nonprofit ones are surely a main focus, but if there's worthy causes out there that somebody's very passionate about, they're welcome to bring that to the group for a vote. Whoever needs the help the most is who we're out there to help.
In order to try and help, you're trying to grow your numbers. The goal, as you said, is to get at least 100 people to give a $10,000 check. And while the impact has been great, you want that to be even greater.
Correct. That's the ultimate goal, is to reach that 100 men mark. But there's several groups all over the U.S., even in Iowa, there's several groups, and there is no limit. The men's group over in Iowa City consistently gives almost $25,000 every quarter. So they're injecting over $100,000 back directly into their community to support those local charities. So 100 men is our goal, but we'd love to get beyond that. Right now, we're probably about halfway there. We've got roughly 50 men as part of our group that are actively participating. So we're halfway to our goal, and we'd just love to see that double in the short term so we can reach that goal of $10,000.
Is the biggest benefit of this organization that, you know, your goal is to probably reach far and wide, and obviously your list has that kind of variety. Your goal is not just to impact one or two organizations. You want to impact the entire area.
Absolutely. The more organizations we help, the better our area grows and the more people that are impacted. So the more organizations that are brought to our attention, the better off they can be and we can be to give them resources.
and you have a meeting coming up on April the 17th, another opportunity to give to an organization. If someone wants to join or this would be their first meeting, what are the things that they would need to have or bring with them to that meeting on April 17th?
Correct. We'll have our meeting April 17th at the Loft here in Pella. And if anybody wants to join or participate, really they only need to show up with an open mind, ready to learn about three different charities. We'll vote on one at the meeting and bring a blank $100 check to write out to that charity, and that's it.
And what time is that meeting at?
The meeting will be at 6:30.
Once again, that was Lynn Rosa and Chad Wickart with 100 Plus Men on a Mission Red Rock. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.